About a year ago, forestry experts were monitoring a major infestation of the destructive emerald ash borer in New York's Hudson Valley after the Asian beetle was spotted in Ulster County near Kingston. Now the insect has appeared across the river. Foresters believe the new colony was discovered less than a year after it got established, which is good news, because normally the bugs can go unnoticed for years. DEC Supervising Forester Jeff Ryder says the beetles were found in early spring.
We put in 28 trap trees or detection trees last fall, which is where we girdle a section bark out of the tree. And it becomes an attractive tree for the beetles to come in and lay their eggs. And of those 28 trees that we had, three were detected with emerald ash borer larvae this spring in early March. And then since that time, we spent last week out at Dutchess County, and we sampled 46 different locations. We took down about 75 trees and peeled, looking for the ash larvae radiating out essentially from our three detects that we had in March. And we covered out about 3 miles, and in addition to the 75 trees that we cut down, we sampled another 110 trees were girdled to create sink or trap trees for this coming season. We intend to take those trees down this winter and basically strip and peel bark off of those and see what our results are.
Ryder says so far, so good, recent sampling has not detected further infestations, but there's not much of a chance of containing the emerald ash borer.
I think it's pretty inevitable that it's going to continue its move eastward. What we're trying to do with all of what we've done here with the sampling and the detection is to see where it is, and we found that it's a very young infestation. And it seems to be pretty isolated to some small areas. And we're hoping to slow down this natural spread and give our eastern neighbors some time in the northeast, our neighboring states, some time to prepare for the inevitable.
Foresters believe the first of these beetles arrived in logs or firewood as long as 5 to 7 years ago. Mark Whitmore is a forest entomologist in the Department of Natural Resources at Cornell University. He says that slowing down the spread is an important part in the strategy of controlling the pest.
You know, currently less than 1% of New York's forests are infested. So we're really, as far as the state goes, we're really at the very beginning of the infestation. And even though it's crossed the river into Dutchess County, it's just, you know, that's just a toehold right now. And if we can affect our strategy to try and slow the spread, it's going to buy time for the major stakeholders in the state, which are individuals with ashes in their yards or communities with ash trees along their streets, or, for instance, ratepayers. Consider the number of ash trees that could impinge the transmission lines of power.
Jeff Ryder says plans are being made to quarantine moving ash material in Dutchess County. He thinks the latest infestation involved adult insects that crossed the river.
It's pretty likely with prevailing winds that they crossed over the Hudson naturally. It could, of course, come over via firewood or movement of wood products, but in my own opinion, I believe it's something that traveled across the Hudson in search of new locations for ash.
In the short term, the borer can be treated with chemicals and biological agents. The bug was first found near Detroit in 2002. It has killed tens of millions of trees in 15 states and 2 Canadian provinces. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Dave Lucas.